Choose for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
Hey, welcome back. You know, January is the perfect time to create a new chapter in your life, which of course is why so many people make those New Year's resolutions. Whether you want to lose weight, stop smoking, quit drinking, improve your marriage, or jumpstart your career, statistics show that 80% of New Year's resolutions are broken by April. Now, I'm going to share something with you today that will positively impact your life, and it's going to make 2014 your best year ever. First, I don't like to call them New Year's resolutions. Instead, I remove the RE prefix and call it a New Year's solution. The prefix RE literally means to go backwards. Words like redo, reacquire, reassemble, and rewind literally means to go backwards. By removing the RE from resolution, you have a solution which allows you to move forward. Now, what exactly is the solution? I believe there's one thing keeping you from losing the weight you want, from having that perfect relationship you desire, and from excelling in your career. I can sum it up with one word: routine. We are creatures of habit. The secret to transforming your life is to change your current routine into a new lifestyle. The more you push yourself outside your everyday life and boundaries, the more you're going to grow and achieve in this world. Do you remember when you were a child and summer vacations seemed to last for eternity? Remember those days? Now as an adult, what happens? Summer just flies by. Have you ever wondered to know why, as we age, the years seem to go by so much quicker? Well, there's a scientific reason for this. You see, a child's brain synapses at over 1,000 times per minute. There's so many new sounds, sights, thoughts, ideas, and new questions bombarding a child's mind during the day. His brain is filled with activity. When we reach 40, our brain synapses a few hundred times per minute. By the age of 60, our brain only synapses a couple dozen times per minute. When less activity takes place in the brain, the faster time flies by. Now, I have a New Year's solution challenge for you. If you follow this, I promise 2014 won't fly by like it did last year. You won't say, "I can't believe it's already Christmas again," like you did in 2013. In fact, this will be the longest and most productive year of your life. You will wake up happier, you're going to meet new people, and you're going to achieve more. Here's the secret. Simply make a goal to do one new thing every day. It doesn't have to be a major task. Some days it can be minor, but always do one thing new every day. If you eat at the same restaurant, try a new one. If you sleep on the right side of the bed, change to the left side. If you always take showers, take a bath instead. Your brain needs to process new input if you want to slow down time. And when you're able to slow down time, imagine all the things you can accomplish. I'll share one example of how a simple change in your routine can impact your life. An elderly couple came into my office for their monthly appointment, and I asked them, "Hey, where are you going to eat today for lunch?" And the wife responded, "Oh, we always eat at the same place, K&W Cafeteria. We've been eating there for 25 years. I said, "Why don't you try Temptations Restaurant, two doors down from K&W? They have a great spinach salad with organic goat cheese." She told me she didn't like goat cheese. So I said, "Have you ever tried it?" And she paused and said, "You know, I don't think I have. It just doesn't sound like something I'd like. Besides, I bet that restaurant's expensive. We're happy with K&W. I reached into my pocket and I pulled out $30. I handed it to her and I told the elderly couple, "Lunch was on me today." When the couple returned a month later, I asked if they had tried the restaurant, and she smiled and she said, "Dr. Friedman, we did, and that spinach salad with goat cheese was actually delicious." But she also shared something very special that took place. She told me she was sitting near a lady who looked familiar, and they kept staring at each other. Come to find out, they were best friends in high school. They lost touch 50 years ago, and being at that restaurant on that particular day, she was able to reconnect with a long-lost friend, and they're now back in each other's lives. Folks, had she not stepped outside of her comfort zone, shaken up her daily routine, she would have never reunited with her old friend. You know, one of my favorite sayings is, If you do what you always did, you'll get what you always got. If you want to positively change your marriage, improve your health, and make more money, break up your daily routines. If you take the same drive to work, go down a different road. You might discover a new coffee shop. If you're single, perhaps in that coffee shop, you'll meet the person of your dreams. If you're a struggling realtor, someone in that line that's looking for a new home might see your name tag and strike up a conversation. You never know what could happen. If you do one new thing every day for a year, that's 365 different experiences in your work, social, and love life. You'll start looking forward to waking up every single day. You know why? Because you got something new to experience. It's exciting. You know, 7 out of 10 people struggle with their weight. It's the number one New Year's resolution. It's not easy changing your entire diet. And that's what a lot of people try to do. But guess what you could do? You could make an effort to cut back on one ingredient, like sugar. Instead of taking the elevator like you always do, take the stairs. You can walk up there. It makes a difference. You know, I had a 200-pound patient of mine started exercising, and she became discouraged and was going to quit. I said, why? She says, I'm only losing 2 pounds per week. It's just not worth it. I'm working so hard. I asked her, if she weighed 150 pounds in 6 months, would she be happy? She told me she'd feel like a new woman. Well, I did the math for her. Losing 2 pounds every week means weighing 150 pounds in 6 months. You see, little changes turn into big dreams. If you've smoked cigarettes for 20 years, it's difficult to completely stop. But it is easy to cut back on 2 cigarettes every week. You know, just that accomplishment alone means over 100 less cancer-causing cigarettes going into your lungs every year. You know, if you're bored with your house, put new paint on the walls or buy some plants. This will create new synapses in the brain. Every time you walk into your house, you're going to be in a better mood. If you want more friends, strike up a conversation with one new person at your church or children's Little League game. If you want to improve your marriage, stop making love with your spouse at the same time in the same bed. Be spontaneous. Spark up some passion in the kitchen. Shaking up your routine will bring positive changes in your life. And, of course, everybody's tired of having no money in the bank, right? Everybody wants more money in the bank. Never seems to happen. Sock away $20 per week. That's it. You know what that is? That's over $1,000 a year. In 20 years, you'll have $21,000, not including interest. And all you did was save $2.66 per day. That's less than the cost of a cappuccino. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. I love the story of how a father eagle teaches his baby eagle to fly. He will stir up the nest with rocks and thorns. What this does is it disrupts the baby eagle's comfort zone, giving him that needed push to spread its wings and fly. If you want to fly to new heights, you need to stir up your nest to create positive changes in your life. You know, there's a reason why on February 1st the gym is empty. There's a reason why January has the lowest cigarette sales of the year, and March has the highest spike in cigarette purchases. New Year's resolutions don't work. Remove the RE in resolution and focus on a solution. Step outside the box by making small changes today, and you'll see big results tomorrow. I promise you, by doing this, you're going to add years to your life and life to your years. Get off the hamster wheel. So, you know, it's a so-so life. You know what so-so means? Same old, nobody wants so-so. You know, it's a dream destroyer. One more Benjamin Franklin quote for you. When you're finished changing, you're finished living. The biggest dream destroyer we have is routine. You can't change your future, but you can change your routine, and a new routine will change your life. I want to hear about your New Year's solution. You can email me at drfriedman@toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. We have some more great Power Pack stuff ahead right here on To Your Good Health Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.